AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley in Washington, where the summer heat has been wilting many people. And it's not just here in Washington and not just here in the U.S. The Earth is on track for the warmest year on record. Here's our Tim McGuire.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says June, just like May and April, had record high temperatures in a number of places. And the first 6 months of the year were warmer than the previously hottest 6 months back in 2010. The climate scientists are blaming a strong El Nino over the Pacific. There was exceptional heat in a number of places in June, with more than 1,200 people killed by a heat wave in Pakistan. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The largest newspaper in early voting Iowa, the Des Moines Register, is calling on Donald Trump to drop out of the Republican race for president after he dismissed Senator John McCain's Vietnam War experience.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
This morning, McCain's good friend, Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, who himself is a presidential candidate, says Trump doesn't have to drop out of the race, but...
Stop saying stuff like this. The world is falling apart. We're becoming Greece. The Ayatollah is on the verge of having a nuclear weapon, and you're slandering anybody and everybody to stay in the news. You know, run for president, but don't be the world's biggest jackass.
Senator Lindsey Graham was on CBS this morning. Armed volunteers are now guarding military recruiting offices in one Alabama community after a gunman opened fire last week in Chattanooga, killing five military service members. A spokesman for the group of volunteers in Dothan, Alabama, says they will stand guard until the Defense Department changes its rules and lets recruiters arm themselves. This is AP Radio News. Our new poll finds most Americans agree with the president's decision to restore relations with Cuba. But when it comes to lifting sanctions, they're not quite so sure. Our Violet Ekonomova is in Washington.
Nearly three-fourths of Americans surveyed in the Associated Press GFK poll say the United States should have diplomatic ties with Cuba. When it comes to sanctions, though, 47% of survey respondents favor keeping them at their current level or increasing them, while 48% think sanctions should be decreased or eliminated entirely. Meantime, the poll finds 58% of Americans in favor of the president's handling of the U.S. relationship with Havana, while 40% don't approve of it. Violet Ekonomova, Washington.
President Obama speaks to a veterans convention today in Pittsburgh about predatory lending and what he's doing to make sure that military families are not victims of those predatory loans. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.